This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The tail end of the Memorial Day weekend. Our focus on the Good Day program is what's good. The tail end of the Memorial Day weekend. Our focus on the Good Day program is what's good.
Memorial Day weekend.
For the most part, hopefully, there are that went down things in here a little shaky.
They do every year.
To the good department, but
one of those times.
And if you like driving,
they came back
on Memorial Day weekend.
I had a couple of friends that went down to North Carolina
Memorial Day weekend.
They do every year. They have
terrible weather.
Timeshares.
Carolinas have been.
They came back early because the weather.
Listening
was they had two reasons. One, they didn't want to fight the traffic on Memorial Day weekend, and they also had terrible weather.
The storm,
the Carolinas have been stuck in this rain.
Weather has changed because
it's in North Carolina, South Carolina,
that
big
snore
by a couple of high pressure.
This could be the storm.
Very interesting place,
and it's holding.
Weather hasn't changed because
where I am,
it's been locked into that area by a couple of high pressure.
Maybe
the jet stream is
showers. Actually
a very interesting place, and it's holding high pressure
areas
like where I am in the Northeast. Weather is
fabulous.
Just
fabulous.
The next week, maybe have some
smell of grass.
Showers. Actually,
the soil is getting dry. We need more rain for things to grow well.
Getting things planted.
All those things are still
wonderfully
green.
That vibrancy.
I love that smell of grass
being mowed when I'm on my tractor mowing.
Part of the growing season.
Which I've started to do this week.
But then that hot weather that's all across the country.
It's a great,
as usual, it's moving from west.
East,
if you will,
so what you've had
the first
in Montana,
part of the growing
say, other than Yellowstone.
But then there's that
the way,
hot
you know
weather that's all across the country.
I watched a little
moving
bit
from west to east.
Rerun.
So what you've had
of,
in Montana, let's say, other than Yellowstone.
By the way, do you know the Yellowstone? I didn't realize this.
I watched a little bit.
They're having a
Utah
rerun because
not in Montana
of I don't know why.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Let's have a rerun of Yellowstone.
That it's filmed in Utah
right.
and
yeah.
not in Montana.
Yeah, yeah that's
for
really?
Whatever reason.
And well,
yeah,
that makes sense. I feel like
I think
so
my
many
favorite drama
shows
of the last
most of them are
20
not
years, other than the usual,
no, where you think
order,
right.
yes, yeah,
yeah.
the
exactly.
FBI,
yep,
those are
true.
Well constructed.
And my,
I think my favorite drama
shows.
Of the last
Chicago
20 years, other than the usual,
other
Law and Order is.
There
and
really
the FBI's, those are well
the same
constructed.
People that
call the
procedurals
and the Chicago shows. Although the Chicago shows have lost their luster because
half of
other than Chicago Med,
who is
there isn't really a lot of
you know,
cool
the same people that made it good at the beginning of
Power
or
Gone.
And I thought it was interesting with one
Patha Murchison
last night,
who is
in
a mainstay
overall,
of Dick Wolf Productions.
2.5 hours
she started out
on
Law and Order and now is on Chicago Med.
And Mall
was one of the presenters last night
Memorial Day
in the overall. They have
shows
2.5 hours of presentations on the Hollywood on the Washington Mall when they have these Memorial Day weekends and the shows that PBS does.
Dooley
and she
was
it was good drama,
but he's very
valuable. Anyway, they portrayed the story of a family that lost a veteran,
Dooley,
and
I think it's
it was very dramatic, and it was very interesting.
Very
recognizable.
The audience.
Anyway,
they went into the audience to actually meet the families who. The story was about.
At any rate, so what else is going on?
They went into the audience to actually meet the families who the story was about.
At any rate, so what else is going on? What else has gone on? The traveling brings us through the airports. I love last week. I haven't had much of a chance to talk about this. My most recent trip to L.A., which was to honor you, Jay. And the Gracies, the delays, the stupidity of how American runs. I love their slogan. We do this for you. Bunk 'em. You don't do it for me or anybody else. You do it for a paycheck. But some wise, intelligent person, somebody they paid a lot of money to in a PR agency said, let's tell everybody we're here for them. No. And you showed that you weren't here for me because you screwed around with there was two screws and a latch on one safety kit box in the back of the plane that had come undone. And instead of reporting it like they should have the crew the night before, it wasn't until the plane was checked out. At least you know they're checking the plane when you, before you go. And one of the
flight attendant saw that this thing was unlatched, and she looked at it, and the screws had fallen out of it. So normally it would have taken you and me with a screwdriver probably 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. 2.5 hours later, we're still waiting for these guys in the so-called maintenance crew to screw around literally with this thing. And then once they get it fixed and we actually start moving, we stop in a parking lot basically on the edge of the tarmac because American, the operator.
That was going to be one of my questions.
The flight manifest. So they had to wait for operations, and we sat there for another half hour.
Someplace you need to taxi, and when you land and taxi and get to a gate, and because they time everything out, I would have thought that you also have to wait because you can't take off until they know where you will be able to.
No, well, that's the other thing. When we landed, there was no gate because we were 2.5 hours late. And the gate we would have gone to had another plane in it, and they had to wait another 30 minutes to get a plane off of the gate. I love it when they say, we're going to land a half hour early. Right, and when you get there, there's no gate. Okay, anyway, enough of that. Although I thought it was, TSA has been talking a lot about how many people have gone through the turnstiles, and I saw something. I have an air travel site that I go to because I like to know kind of what's going on. Where people are traveling to and what's going on with the planes that are flying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I found a list of things the TSA will not let you carry onto a plane. Now, most everybody who's gone through this knows what the rule is. You know, I'm supposed to carry any knives. He's stupid enough to bring a knife onto a plane these days.
No guns.
But did you know that you are not allowed to carry peanut butter?
Yes.
You knew that? Really?
Yes,
I didn't know that you...
Because
peanut butter is a liquid.
It's considered a liquid, yeah. And
what?
Everything has to be below 3 ounces.
So what about jam and jelly? Can you not carry them either?
Are those considered liquids?
I don't know.
Peanut butter is considered
frosting?
Liquid.
You can't carry frosting with you? On a plane, and freezer packs that aren't frozen, and alcohol only if it's over 140 proof. What do you mean? If that's 70% alcohol.
And it still has to be below 3 ounces, and it contains 3 ounces.
Sports equipment, you can't carry bats and clubs. Well, I understand that.
Yeah, that
anything
makes
that
sense.
Can be used, but you can check it in the bag that you put, you know, if you check your luggage, right, you can do that. Ammunition, who's dumb enough? Come on, that's so stupid. All right, let's see what else. It's graduation time. Let's say hello and congratulations to Clovis Hung. These sort of things, they put such a wonderful spin on the day. Here's a young kid who's 12 years old, who just graduated from Fullerton College in Fullerton, California. Youngest person to ever celebrate commencement at that school. 5 degrees.
5 degrees, right?
5 degrees.
12.
In arts, let's see, history, social sciences, social behavior, self-development. Wow, science, math. He's going to pursue another degree. He wanted to be the youngest graduate, he said. Hopes to follow in the footsteps of the previous record holder, who is Jack Rico. This youngster said, I didn't expect to beat him. Jack Rico was 13 when he graduated. This kid's 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's something else, isn't it, to behold?
He began college at 9 years old.
Nine. Yes. Yeah. So he's very inquisitive, as you can imagine. Being inquisitive is good for your brain. Quite mature, obviously, for his age. Very diligent. Self-discipline is something that you need, good motivation, that sort of thing. And when he went to the traditional public school system, they didn't satisfy him. And they are, you know, the school system isn't doing much for anybody these days, as far as I can see, except, like the teachers would say, like the American Airlines, we're here for you. Now, there are plenty of good teachers, but there are also people that are just there because it's easy. And not to be. It ought to be a tough job.
And if you do it the way it's supposed to be done, I think it is a tough job, but it's a rewarding job. Anyway, back to this kid. His college career began with one class that he started taking, and then he just kept going. So I can't imagine this kid is one of those kids that just hangs around with all of his friends playing. He's got to be so serious, he's got to be at it all the time. Right, would you say, when you read the story, behind the story?
A lot of times we see parents pushing their children to do a lot of these things. And his mom even said that, no, she more often than not is encouraging him to relax, to take it easy, reminding him that it's okay. You are still a child. It's okay to go have fun and be a child.
All right. On the other end of the scale, here's a student that took 54 years to finish a bachelor's degree. Arthur Ross has set a new record. Longest time to complete a university degree. Graduating, he said, I have been to all of my children's graduations. 71 years old, by the way. My daughter says I really ought to go off and pursue a master's degree. Maybe that would be something good for him. He's probably retired, I'm going to guess. He enrolled in this school in 1969. Came out of retirement 6 years ago after leaving his career as a lawyer. When COVID started, He guessed, okay, it's a good time to get a degree. So he wanted to finish, and that's what he did. God love him, right? 54 years
to
get
a bachelor's degree before you can get a law degree?
Yeah, you do. But you can do them at the same time, I think. There's nothing
stopping
you.
Well, no, because he was a lawyer. Yeah. He left his job of being a lawyer. That's why I would question it.
Well, this was a particular program that he was on. Yeah, that's a good point. Anyway. He is to be congratulated, I think.
Well, Texas, a good story of it's never too late to follow your dreams, to create new dreams, or to finish the dreams that you've once started.
Here's a young girl who was born in jail who's going to Harvard. She graduated at the top of her class, her high school class. And so now she was born in Galveston County Jail 18 years ago. Her mother was in jail. Gave birth to her there. And so now she's going to Harvard. There's the turnabout, isn't it, huh? 18 after, actually, on Good Day.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
One of the most interesting performers, I was a disc jockey when this song was popular, and I remember just loving to play this. Let's play a little bit more of it, actually. This is Ed Ames.
Another world burning cold. So in this moment, sunlight above, my cup runneth over with.
So he was a member of the Ames Brothers. There were four brothers who were very popular in the 50s and 60s, kind of like the Four Lads or the Lettermen, or a lot of the pop groups that were around. He was the youngest of them, the last surviving member of the Ames Brothers. He had Alzheimer's disease, so he's passed away. His wife said he had a wonderful life. I think he was an actor of some note in a lot of television programs, but the one he was most famous for, by the way, he went to Oxford and got a degree there in literature, and he always talked and spoke like he was very well educated, but he played an Indian. He'd never get away with this these days. He played an Indian named Mingo on the series Daniel Boone. He and Fess Parker starred as frontiersmen. But the best part of that show was him being involved in a bit on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. He was famous on the TV show for throwing hatchets as an Indian. So Johnny Carson, they set up a picture of a human, or not a picture, but they've got
a little kind
stamp.
Of drawing situation. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. And so Johnny says, "I want to see you throw that axe." And so he throws the axe, the hatchet, and it became one of the show's most memorable. I remember seeing this, actually. I've seen it over and over and over again. This is the, everybody listening that's of a certain age knows this story, but here's the audio of Ed Ames on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
What is the trick on it? It's underhanded?
No.
Overhanded.
It's an overhand throw. The trick is to keep your arm extended and that way you break the microphone. You know, you keep your arm extended and put only one revolution on the...
Once around
on the way. But that's indefinite.
All right.
Johnny Carson's face now is priceless because Ed Ames hit the Indian in the crotch with the...
Well, what's so funny is when you see this, Ed Ames, and he, when he notices where it landed, he kind of takes a step back, and he's like, you could tell he's just aghast and so embarrassed, and he tries to walk over to take the axe out, the tomahawk out, and he stopped because it's like, no, let this moment breathe. It's an amazing moment. It's hilarious.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. So anyway, they had, they'd have been the act of Ames Brothers. He was in musicals, had a great voice, as you heard there. There's another version of a song he did called Try to Remember that came from the Fantastics. That's his beautiful baritone voice. But again, probably, even though he was in lots of Broadway plays with Gene Wilder, Kirk Douglas, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, he used to sing in Las Vegas. He was one of the best in The Man of La Mancha, but he's best known for that shot on The Tonight Show. Ah, perfect. Ed Ames passing away at the age of 95. 28 past the hour.
Among other things, I've been called frugal. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Hey, it all adds up, so it makes sense to question every expense now. For instance, can you live without your telephone landline? That bill shows up like clockwork month after month while you make most of your calls on a smartphone, right? Unless you need what we used to call the phone company for internet access, cut the cord and take a closer look at your credit card bill. What recurring charges can you live without? Apps like Truebill help you track and manage your subscriptions. If you bank with Bank of America, their free Keep the Change feature rounds up your purchases to the next dollar and deposits it into your savings account. It all adds up. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You've told me that you love this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh-area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
All right, we have 34 after the hour. That's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I here with a focus on, every time I think of this now, I think about LaMelle. We're focused on you. Well, we actually are, even though, yeah, we get a couple of bucks here and there out of it, but there is a focus. But I've made the exception talking about American Airlines and what a scam it is to say, the only reason we're here is we do it for you. Yeah, okay, good for you. There's some good news here. As I'm thinking about your dreams, my dreams, our dreams, you ever think about the fact that people, we were talking, if you didn't hear in the last half hour, you can go to gooddayshow.com, hopefully listen to the, we have the program in its entirety plays through the day at gooddayshow.com, and then we have our download, and the fact that we were talking about these youngsters who graduate from school. He's 12 years old. And
started college at 9.
Yeah. Now, think about the dreams that that youngster has, and then think about your dreams and what you thought was going to happen when you graduated from high school. Done better than you thought you were going to. If you have, great. If you haven't, why? You can step out of your dreams and step into reality pretty easily.
It's just, it's you. You are the person responsible for you and where you go. It's a big, wide, wonderful world that we have here to take advantage of, and I think that not enough people do, frankly. The reason I'm telling you that story now or thinking that, because there is a father-son team that have emerged not only here locally where I am, although it's kind of a local story, but also the inspiration that the Hoyt family, Rick and Dick, father and son, have presented for people who are handicapped. And I'm not one who necessarily thinks that you go off, you know, there are a lot of people who have done great things with their lives. But here's a father and son. All right, so we'll pause here and we'll figure out what's going on. I want to tell you the story about these folks right after this.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's Wayne Alaroot for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
All right, let's get over the technical difficulties and get back to the story of Rick and Dick Hoyt. This is a legendary Boston Marathon couple, in a sense. The situation remembered over this past weekend because the Boston Marathon folks had a race in the honor of these two fellas. The son, Dick, died a couple of years ago. He had, I think, cerebral palsy. The father pushed him in 1,000 races. The father died in 2021. He was 80. And then Dick just died this past week. But before their lives were over, the father pushed the son in a wheelchair in every single Boston Marathon that he... I think there were like 39 of them was of age. And then they did other marathons around the country, the L.A. Marathon, New York Marathon. But they did 1,000 races together over the course of these years. 32 Boston Marathons. But I think they... It's an amazing reality when you think of what people can do. This is back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about exceeding what your dreams are all about. And that's really what the Hoyts did. So something to think about as
well. And the support of a parent. I mean, that is just such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Dianne Feinstein says she's not going to leave her Senate seat, even though the folks in California, this is something I should have talked to Jennifer about the other day, but I didn't. I forgot about it. There are people who want to replace her with someone that won't run, because the feeling is whoever gets into that seat is going to automatically win, because that's usually what happens when somebody fills a seat. They're appointed by the governor of the state, and because Governor Newsom wants somebody that nobody knows, who's not really political, but yet checks all the rest of the boxes in terms of female and black and yada, whatever. So there's a movement in California to get Oprah to be... She's the
who
most
does not love Oprah.
The most popular person that's being mentioned to fill Dianne Feinstein's seat is Oprah, and she hasn't said no. I don't know if she hasn't said anything about it, but I thought it was very interesting that her name keeps coming up over and over and over again when it comes to that seat and what to do. Here's some good news. There's a new antibiotic on the market that will destroy one of the deadliest superbugs. And the reason that I bring it up, well, there are two or three different reasons for bringing it up, thinking about how this is another way to perhaps add a year or two or three or four to your life, or to the statistics anyway. But this antibiotic was discovered by a supercomputer using artificial intelligence. So here's a great use of it, great tool for combating this sort of antimicrobial problem. This is one of the big global public health items that the U.S. and Canadian scientists have been working on for a number of years. It's called the bacteria. Do I want to pronounce this? I can't pronounce it anyway, so what's the difference? But it's the most dangerous. It resists most all antibiotics, Jay.
Well, yeah,
difficult to eradicate.
And it's one that can survive on surfaces. So it's whenever you think of when you touch something, make sure you are washing your hands before you eat.
It's like listeria.
This particular superbug. Yeah, it can survive on door handles and cupboards. It can survive on beds for long periods of time and then cause pneumonia and sepsis and meningitis and be potentially fatal. It seems like there are so many more superbugs.
Yep, there are. The bugs will take care of. I thought it was interesting. I spent a little bit of time last night watching one of the episodes of Yellowstone. And in the Yellowstone, Kevin Costner's character, John Dutton, is talking to a lady that he'd just gotten out of jail who was... their stories are always so complicated. But anyway, one of the things they are talking about is what's happening to the planet. And his very... startled me, frankly. What he said was that that humans are going to get washed away from the surface. They'll be eliminated from the surface of the planet because of what we are doing. And I think that probably he's right at some point in time. We don't want to think about this because we'd like to think we will last forever. But we've only, of all the species on the planet that survived to a point, we're here the shortest. Mankind is 300,000 or some relative of human beings. Homo sapiens have been only on the planet for 300,000 years. And so are we going to last another 300,000? I don't know. I don't see how the human race can survive, frankly. And I'm not trying to nobody wants to survive more than me and to have a wonderful life and enjoy the lives of those that are related to me. But you keep up this kind of stupid stuff with the way we're handling problems, is just too many people. I think, was it 2 weeks ago, I talked about this guy who was a professor of some kind of life science, and he said that the only way the world is going to survive is if we get rid of 85% of the population. And I shouldn't say the world survived, because that's not what this is about. Humanity doesn't survive if we keep going down the road that we're going down. And now, with more people focused on artificial intelligence and what it could do, there are a lot of great potentials for AI. But there's also stuff that is really...
A serious downfall could, be in effect, too, because you think if AI starts taking over jobs, well, then there are less job opportunities, less people are getting money, and then the wage gap, it's more significant because there is no middle class. It's only the super, uber wealthy or poverty.
Yep. All right. Well, this I was thinking about MRSA, you know, that bug that's in hospitals and people go into the hospital and they have open wounds often.
Else, and then it,
right. Yep, right. There are billions and billions and billions. You know, we talk about the stars and Carl Sagan. Well, we can apply that number to the number of bugs that are inhabiting the Earth. And so it is, you know, the idea of some chemical that can get rid of some of these bugs, that's great. But there are more bugs than there are people. And so is that the fate of the world? Is that the fate of our planet, that the bugs will take over? Well, maybe we'd be better off having bugs than the likes of this guy. You heard the story over the weekend of the passenger who opened the exit, the emergency door on the plane, because he wanted to get out fast. This was an Asiana Airlines flight. He tried this. The people on the plane tried to stop him, but
yeah,
he was partially able to open the door. Jeez, these people. What are you, nuts?
Well, and there's a movie that is something like this, and people are sucked out of the plane. Fortunately, in real life, planes are a little bit more sturdy, and it's super windy, and some people were injured, no life-sustaining injuries, but can you imagine being on this flight, and that door is open, and it is just,
the
mid-air.
Plane was landing. That's the only reason
it's
that a lot of people
air.
Could get. Yeah, it was like 10,000 feet or something. But how does he get close enough to it? That's the hardest thing to figure
and
out.
How is he not sucked out?
Yeah, right, which probably would have been the best way for it to be handled. The Darwin Award could have gone to him.
Oh, my goodness, 100%.
Yeah. All right, so people are all excited, or some people are, about the tentative deal to raise the debt ceiling, something we talked about more when there's some more light to shine on it, but it was interesting how so predictable the hard righties and the hard lefties. We can't have this. This is awful. This is an outrage. This can't work. You know, shut the hell up and sit down and do something. At least these guys are trying to work out something one way or another. But the fact that the hard left and the hard right doesn't agree probably means it's a fairly good deal when you read between the lines. So, and that's kind of what we're all about here on Good Day at 48 past the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right, 53 at the hour now. Doug Steffens Good Day program with Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, their podcast. He and Leslie Segretti doing all this great work to help you around your money pit, that hole in the ground into which you pour money. Also sleep there occasionally, have a little cookout, right? One of the things that I found most interesting as I was looking around, directions to fight those weeds. It's weed warfare, and this is not about all the people who are after those who do the smoking and all the eating stuff. What do they call those people that are that don't like marijuana?
I don't know.
There's a group anyway. This is not about that kind of weed warfare. This is about the way you get rid of those ugly things that are on your lawn, in your flower bed. But it isn't hopeful. I know it isn't because I know your philosophy of not using things like Roundup and things that are poisonous. So how do you get results?
One thing that people don't realize now that the grass is like really coming in quickly is that we start to get to this point where we're tired of cutting the grass. So what do?
Already?
We cut it shorter and shorter and shorter, right? I mean, people think, well, if I cut it, shorter, that means I have more time before I have to cut it again. But when you cut the grass too short, you actually are inviting weeds because when the grass blades are taller, they create shade on the roots. They're stronger, they're healthier. But when you insist on cutting it very, very short, you get a whole bunch of weed problems that will crop up. No pun intended.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, right? Yeah, I guess one of the things on the farm, though, that we find when we mow, if you have a field that hasn't been hayed for a while and you want to bring it back, you mow it constantly and it gets rid of the weeds for whatever the reason. I get that maybe because it doesn't reseed itself.
Yeah. I don't know if growing hay is different than growing grass, but I know that if you cut your grass too low, you get a lot more weeds.
It dries it out too. It sucks the moisture. If you're using a rotary mower, right?
That's right. Because if you think about every blade of grass as creating shade. We don't think of grass as creating shade, but when you're in the soil, you create shade with grass as well as bushes and trees and everything else. Mm-hmm. But if you let that soil really bake, because the grass is so short, then you get all sorts of issues. The other thing you could do is check the pH. If the pH is off, you're going to get more weeds, right?
Right.
So,
like in your body. Maybe we should use Balance 7 on our lawn.
And the other thing is, you know, it's important to know what you're fighting, know the enemy. You know, like the National Garden Association has an online weed library that if you have weeds, you can actually go to this library, look at the picture, figure out what you've got, and it'll tell you exactly what to do to get rid of them. Because too often we use a sort of a broad spectrum herbicide, and that, you know, can, it's not good. And you just want to use what you have to get rid of. It's the same thing with pest control, right?
Yeah.
You know, you don't just sort of blast them all with one product. You want to find out what you got.
Get a machine gun and kill
it. Strategically target it and get rid of it.
I had a woodchuck that went underneath. I have a little garden, sort of a grow house.
Right.
And so and it's attached to the back of the barn. So we found my dog Daisy found this hole, and the hole overnight became bigger and bigger and bigger. This woodchuck had gone in and gone down to the bottom of the cellar,
right,
if you will, and then came back across and went to the garage and came up again.
Huh.
So, and this is right next to the garden, so I'm not having any of this. So I know people are going to take exception to this because they think I'm a bad guy. Woodchucks are the enemy of anybody who's got a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's ways of getting rid of them. But if you really want to make sure you get rid of them, you plug up both ends of the hole.
Yes.
And then you fill it with water, and that's the end of that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a natural
murderer.
Of them.
Yeah. Well, listen.
You've not heard of a have-a-heart trap, yeah. Doug, huh?
Have-a-heart traps don't work for large populations of them. I have one field that I mow a year that has 146 woodchuck holes in it.
Oh, wait, that would be a lot of traps.
Yes, it would. Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, how about roof vents? I see that there's a focus on roof vents. I think these things are cool. Don't they help keep things cool in the house?
Well, they do. And actually, the thing is, Doug, that a lot of folks will get confused about how to ventilate an attic, and they think that the attic fans are the be-all and end-all. And the problem is that, especially as it gets warmer and you're starting to run air conditioning, attic fans suck that air conditioning out. But if you have proper roof vents, ridge and soffit vents, then you just vent the attic and nothing else.
Right. All right. Good advice from Tommy the K. The program is called The Money Pit Podcast, The Money Pit, the program on the weekend, and also they have lots of different ways for you to learn about what you can do to keep your house up to shape. 59 past the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.